The Czech centre-left Social Democracy Party, today known for short as Sotsdem, has a long history, stretching back to the 19th century. After the dissolution of Czechoslovakia, the party, then called Czech SSD, was a major player in the politics of the new Czech Republic, led for a while by the former president and prime minister, Miloš Zeman. It rebranded itself as Sotsdem in 2023, and since October last year has been under the leadership of Jana Maláčová. The party is naturally looking ahead to the general elections this autumn and has been reaching out to other left-wing parties in hopes of brokering a political alliance that will improve Sotsdem's chances of entering the Chamber of Deputies. After months of negotiations, a memorandum of cooperation was signed in Prague between Sotsdem and Stachelo, the party, formerly an electoral alliance, composed of left-wing groups that include the Communist Party of Bohemia and Moravia. According to KSČM's leader, Kateřina Konečná, the parties agree on 90% of issues, such as their social program of cheap housing and basic food. The memorandum included details of where the party's leaders will stand for election and a pledge to form a single club of deputies in parliament. The alliance may seem electorally advantageous, but it has angered some traditional Sotsdem voters. These include the party's former leader, Michal Šmarda, who announced last week that he would quit the party after 32 years over this alliance.
Já jsem samozřejmě vyčkával a vyčkávám ještě pořád, jestli vedení sociální demokracie.
I have been waiting to see if the leadership of Sotsdem will think it over and take back this wrong decision and try to fight for success so that social democratic politics in Czechia can continue and not become part of just a populist nationalist communist bloc, which is of course contrary to the values and traditions of social democracy.
Což je samozřejmě v rozporu s hodnotami a tradicemi sociální demokracie.
Given the country's 20th century history, political association with the communists is a line that many voters will just not cross. Yet modern issues are also expected to strain the alliance between Sotsdem and Stachelo, such as the latter party's attitudes towards Russia and the West. Stachelo is characterized as a left-wing conservative party, one that opposes any EU sanctions against Russia and supports a referendum on Czech EU membership. Journalist and commentator Petra Honzek expressed doubts and cynicism over the cooperation.
Ti lidé, kteří doteď chtěli volit Českou stranu sociálně demokratickou, tedy
people who wanted to vote for Sotsdem did so because they didn't want to vote for anti-system parties, but for the classic European left, which recognizes that Czechia belongs to the EU and NATO. I really do not think that all the Sotsdem voters would suddenly jump around the necks of Chairman Daniel Sterzik and Kateřina Konečná, who have an exit from NATO and the EU on their agenda. It is not beneficial for Sotsdem. It is a project of Jana Maláčová and Deputy Leader Lubomír Zaorálek for political self-preservation.
Je to projekt Jany Maláčové a Lubomíra Zaorálka na politickou sebezáchovu.
Political alliances are always fraught with danger, as they run up against party loyalties. Czechia's left-wing voters have only a couple of months to decide whether this new alliance is acceptable to them.